Welcome to the Garden Clinic Podcast. Hello, I'm Graham Ross. You know, each week we meet plant lovers, horticultural experts, landscape designers, nursery and home garden owners who love to share their inside information, their tips and ideas for you. They're from right around Australia and indeed the world of gardening. The Australian Institute of Horticulture funds a scholarship, the BBM Youth Support or the Sir John Pagan Award every year. And the prize includes a trip to England and a behind-the-scenes working experience on a show garden at the Chelsea Flower Show, no less. The 2014 recipient of that award is as worthy a winner as you'd find anywhere.
Well, you won't believe it. I've just discovered the apprentice that's been chosen by the Institute of Horticulture in Australia to send with a scholarship a beautiful young lady, Kate Grace. G'day, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, sir. Explain to me. Now, last year, Tristan was the... He won the scholarship from Australia to come... In fact, I think he was coming for a couple of weeks and ended up being in Europe for months. So what's your story? Here you are at Chelsea.
It all started at the Sydney show, the Australian Sydney show, and I went and spoke to the Australian Institute of Horticulture stand, and I thought, I'll just become a member and have a chat. Anyway, I just got talking about what I'm doing at that point of time, and they handed me this piece of paper to apply for a scholarship, and I thought, okay, yep, busy time at uni, and I was just like, put my head down, okay, get a phone call, and they're like, you really should apply, and I thought, oh god, I really should do this, rightio. So I put my application in, and 2 weeks later they said, yeah, you're off to the UK. Gone, oh my goodness, it's actually happening. So yeah, I just went to their awards nights, and it was just dream come true, really.
Now, you're not supposed to ask a young lady your age, but can I, would you mind if I did? Because I'm wanting to inspire thousands of young people that are listening.
I'm 22 and I started studying horticulture when I was in high school. So I did it when I was studying year 12. I came out with year 12 certificate and also my cert 2 in horticulture. And it was a fantastic way to get into the industry and learn. If you're not interested that much in school, then why not do horticulture at the same time? It's really, really, I recommend studying it when you're in school, because it's...
Good on you, Kate. That's an inspirational story. What are you actually doing here at Chelsea? Because it's not easy to get a gig here at Chelsea.
No, it's not. And it was a lot of networking, a lot of emailing, a lot of Twitter. And I'm working with Perennial, which is a charitable...
Yeah, they're a group that help out a lot of institutions.
Yeah, in horticulture, yeah. That's right. And so I'm helping them plant up their display garden. And it's just been, again, awesome. I've been able to work with some of the designers and then also get my hands dirty as well, which I love. And it's been great.
And you've been to Europe?
I have. I've been to Switzerland and Germany. And after the UK, I'm back over to Europe to do Spain and Portugal and France.
It's great time to be alive, isn't it? Because, you know, horticulture is just booming around the world, and here you are with a scholarship from Australia at Chelsea, the biggest show in the world, and you're learning so much so quickly.
That's right, and I am, and it's just been unreal, and I really would like to promote also Young Hort, and they're in the UK, and they're doing wonderful things to promote horticulture to young people, and that's something that I'm really passionate about as well, and to get it into the high schools, not just primary schools, but also high schools, and to link the primary school and high school, and you know, get them interested and wanting to be outside and playing and getting dirty and learning about plants and what they can do for the world, really. And
well, I've been inspired by what Stephanie Alexander has been able to do. My you know, sort of wish and desire for the last 2 or 3 years is to get ornamental horticulture into schools so that kids are happy sniffing and looking at beauty and sort of the ornamental side of gardening.
That's right, yeah. I mean, I went to a school and it was sort of, I used to call it the concrete jungle, and I've approached the principal and when I get back to my hometown, I'm really wanting to make that concrete jungle green.
I'm talking to Kate Grace, who has won a scholarship from the Institute of Horticulture in Australia to come to England, and she's travelling all over Europe. One final question, where's this all going to lead?
I don't know, and I'm sure it's going to be absolutely fantastic where I get, because horticulture is.
Now, you've got to say a good day to Tristan, because he was last year's winner. He's gone on to bigger and better things, and I'm sure his mum will be listening in Melbourne. So pass on a message to Tristan.
Hello, Tristan. Thank you very much for everything you've done. You've been absolutely wonderful help for me to get to get contacts and networking, and to so massive thank you and hello to you, Tristan, and your mum if you're listening.
All the very best to you. Congratulations for the award.
Thank you.
Well done. Absolutely brilliant to catch up with you.
Thank you very much.
And we'll see you at the Australian Garden Show Sydney in Centennial Park.
You will, you will. I'll be there, hopefully, with a beautiful show garden.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. For more of our podcasts, go to our website, gardenclinic.com.